The Pharisee today gets painted as the unworthy person. However, he is not an outwardly evil person. He does not commit grave sins. He is honest. He is faithful to his wife and generous in his giving. He believes he is doing the right things, but in reality, he is barely living his faith. His prideful heart blinds him to a true relationship with God. God does not ask us to just avoid evil. He invites us to also do good and to be good. The Pharisee went up to the temple to pray, and as he stood there in the temple, he thought he was praying. He was in the right place, he was facing in the right direction, and he seemed to be doing the right thing. He was talking to God, but his attempt to pray was distorted. In fact, it was not prayer at all. It was a self-righteous discourse. Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. You know, it seems very clear that when someone is sick and they go to the doctor, it does not make much sense to tell the doctor about another person's sickness. But that is precisely what the Pharisee was doing. He tells of everyone else's sin and failings, but not his own. And as such, he went home still sick, unjustified. The last thing we need to tell God is how good we are, especially when we go to him to confess our shortfalls. The other individual, the tax collector, goes to the temple to pray for forgiveness. Even his body language displays his repentance. He stood away at a distance, did not raise his eyes, and he beat his breast. But it is above all in his prayer that we see his repentance. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The Pharisee made a claim of righteousness based on his own accomplishments, while the tax collector relied entirely upon the Lord's mercy and forgiveness. Unlike the Pharisee, he did not try to conceal who he really was. He came to God as a sinner. In his prayer, the tax collector is really living the first beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit, because he truly is poor in spirit. One of the most important characteristics of our prayer is that it be humble. We all fall short of the perfection which Jesus calls us to in the Gospel of Matthew when he says, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." None of us are perfect. So, when we go to pray, we should approach God recognizing our imperfections and weakness, and the fact that every good virtue that we possess is actually a gift from him. This is what makes our prayer fruitful and beneficial. God loves a humble, contrite heart. It is said that humility is second only to charity among our Christian values. Throughout Scripture, and especially in today's readings, we see God coming to the aid of those who know their need of him. In the book of Sirach, we read that God does not have favorites, but he, quote, definitely hears the cry of the oppressed, and also that the prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. In our responsorial psalm, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. And in our second reading with St. Paul, he too is poor in spirit before God. He knows that he is soon to be martyred and states that he is already being poured out like a libation. All Paul's witnesses abandon him, so he is left with only the Lord to be with him. He is like the tax collector. He has no mask. He is just himself, counting on the mercy of God. And what about us? I think it's clear that Jesus is saying that we have nothing to fear approaching him just as we are. In fact, it is the absolute correct way to approach him, to humbly admit our sins and failures and our dependence on him, just as St. Paul did. A proud and righteous person with a hardened heart will not be heard. He cannot be heard because he doesn't even know that he needs God's love and mercy. At the beginning of each Mass, at the Confiteor, which we just proclaimed together, we admit to God our sinfulness and ask for forgiveness. We say, I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Later, before receiving Holy Eucharist, we again admit our faults and say, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Humble repentance before God opens us to his mercy and also gives us the grace to receive his forgiveness in the sacrament of penance. But while we say these prayers as a community of believers, our sinfulness must be repented of in the sacrament of penance, where we humbly meet Jesus, confess our faults, and go home justified and peaceful. Our Lord is patiently waiting for us with his grace, forgiveness, and love. If only we come before him in humble repentance, saying, like the tax collector, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen.